हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा. सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री राधा गोपाल जी टेम्पल श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी गौर नेताय श्रील प्रभुपाद कानो गार्डन राधा बलराम देश टेम्पल. यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर दिस इवनिंग सत्संग. वी आर थैंकफुल टू यू. आप सबका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. सो फॉर 10 डेज आर सो वी विल एवरी डे डिस्कस भगवद गीता. There are two words, Bhagavad and Gita. Out of the two words, Bhagavad is an important word, but people always say Gita. Gita means song. Then whose song? Bhagavad, Sri Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So the most important word of the two is Bhagavad. It is song of God. Only Gita means song. So Bhagavad word is most important. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, wherever, whenever Krishna speaks, he said, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan Bole. These are Krishna's words. Therefore, it is Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Gita me hirdyam. Gita is my heart. Mera dil hai Gita. भगवान श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं हृदय है मेरा. तो अपना दिल किसको देंगे आप? इफ यू हैव टू गिव योर हार्ट टू समबडी, टू होम यू विल गिव? द वन हु लव्स यू. द वेरी सिंपल थिंग, टू होम विल यू गिव योर हार्ट? यू अंडरस्टैंड? Krishna says, Gita me hridyam, it is my heart. So it can only be given to the person who is in loving service mood. Otherwise he will never ever understand Bhagavad Gita. Heart can only be given to a loving personality, only loving person. The loving relationship with Supreme Lord, then it just come out automatically. It came out of Krishna's heart. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So heart can only be given to the person who has a service, loving service attitude. So only the devotees, bhakta, only the bhakta are qualified to understand the heart of Krishna. That's what the language, if we read Mahaprabhu's heart, who understood Mahaprabhu's heart? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Istapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Swa. One who understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rupa Goswami. Those who understand, therefore, the Acharyas, there's a list of the Acharya right here, the Parampara, they understood the message of Krishna because they loved Krishna with a service mood. So, Bhagavad, for theoretical purpose, if at all anybody has to understand Bhagavad Gita, he has to be devotee. Bhakt bhaganne ke bagair Bhagavad Gita nahi samajh sakte. Therefore, there may be so many people speaking Bhagavad Gita, but nobody understands the heart of Bhagavad Gita. Because it is Krishna's heart. Now, wow, Bhagavad Gita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when he was speaking with Sanatana Goswami, then he said this one verse, Maya Mugdha Jivira Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Maya Mugdha Jivira Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Those who are in this material world, they are all Maya Mugdha. Because this world is material. जलेबी को चीनी में डालोगे और फिर कहोगे जलेबी मीठी नहीं होगी, इज इट पॉसिबल? गुलाब जामुन रस गुला चीनी में डालो, फिर बोला नहीं मीठा नहीं है, इसे शुगरलेस है। शुगरलेस कैसे? शुगर में तो पड़ा है, इट इज इन शुगर, हाउ कैन इट बी ए शुगरलेस? सो इस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में पड़े हैं, वी आर इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, सो इट इज लाइक गुलाब जामुन इन ए जूस, सो हाउ कैन वी से वी आर नॉट इन ए माया मुग्ध? माया मुग्ध वी आर, मुग्ध एक्चुअली मुग्ध मीन्स द मुग्ध मीन्स इंटॉक्सिकेटेड, कंप्लीटली इंटॉक्सिकेटेड, मुग्ध, मुग्ध मीन्स he has forgotten his real nature. Mugdha means one who has forgotten his real interest, real nature. That is called Mugdha. Jaise sharab piyega aadmi apne aap ko bhi nahi pehchanta hai. Pagal aadmi apne aap ko nahi pehchanta hai. Ek pagal khane mein prime minister gaya to usne aake introduce kiya ki ye prime minister hai. Bola jab hum aaye the tab hum bhi apne aap ko prime minister kehte the. तो हम भी यहां, ये आज सुधर जाएगा, यहां है तो ये ही विल अंडरस्टैंड मेड पीपल से देखते ही मैं भी वन ऑफ अस, बट इज हियर, हम भी तो प्राइम मिनिस्टर थे कभी. सो माया मुग्ध मीन्स दोज हु आर कंप्लीटली एनग्रास्ड इन माया एंड हैव फॉरगॉटन देयर रियल नेचर. Real nature, nature is swabhav. In Sanskrit it is swabhav. So what is our real nature? Jivera swarup hai Krishnera nitya das. So service is our swabhav. Our nature is service to the Supreme Lord. That is our nature. And we have forgotten and then we are serving Maya. Therefore we are Maya Mugdha. माया, सो माया मुग्ध जीवेर नाही, नाही मीन्स नॉट, स्वत, स्वत मीन्स ऑन इट्स ओन, कृष्ण ज्ञान, चेतन महाप्रभु इज स्पीकिंग, कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग हिमसेल्फ इन ए गाइज ऑफ ए डिवोटी, भक्त के भाव में कृष्ण स्वयं, कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग, मेरा ज्ञान, यू कैन नॉट नो मी on your own. Is it clear? Is it logical or illogical? Bacha school nahi jayega to padhega. Will anybody be called educated if you don't go to a school? No. And what is in the school? Teacher and books. Two things are needed in a school. Teacher and books. And then timetable. Then he will be educated. Any education you need this, the teacher, you need teacher, and you need the books, and you need the loving parents who every day prepare you to go to school. They inspire you, direct you to go to school. Your three things. Is it natural? It's common sense. अपने आप बच्चा नहीं पढ़ सकता ना, कि स्वत ही कैन नॉट बी एजुकेटेड विदाउट बुक्स, विदाउट स्कूल, विदाउट टीचर, विदाउट पेरेंट्स गाइडेंस, इज नॉर्मल. सो कृष्ण, सो सिमिलरली वी कैन नॉट नो कृष्ण ऑन अवर ओन, सो व्हाट वी नीड देन? वी नीड बुक्स, वी नीड टीचर, एंड वी नीड समबडी हु इंस्पायर अस एंड गाइड अस. Is it right? Is it normal course? So here in this verse it says, Jivera Kripa Kaila. Jivera Kripa Kaila. Kripa Kaila means out of mercy on the Mugdha Jiva, on the intoxicated living entities. They are engrossed in the material consciousness. But Krishna is very mercifully disposed to them. Jivera Kripa Kaila Krishna Veda Purana. He gave the books. Veda Purana. He gave. And then next verse says, Veda Purana Sadhu and Krishna himself as Super Soul, as a Paramatma. These three help living entities to understand his real interest, his real purpose of life, his real education, these three things. Shastra, Sadhu, Paramatma Rupe. In these three forms, he helps us to know him. Hare Krishna. Theek hai? So therefore, in the purport to this verse is a quotation and introduction of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita ke introduction mein Prabhupada has given this verse. Jivira swata, on its own we cannot. So we need all these things for Krishna Gyan. So therefore Krishna, before him, he sent Vyasudev. Vyasudev appeared before Krishna and he compiled the Vedas, Upanishad and other things. After Krishna left this planet, and after the Kali Yuga started, Vyasudev compiled Bhagavat. That is afterwards. But Swayam Krishna himself, because only he has to give the Veda and Purana. So he himself, so Krishna out of causeless mercy spoke Bhagavad Gita himself. He gave this essence of all Vedas. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana. Sarva Upanishado Gavo. If all the Upanishad means which bring us up and give us seat near to the Supreme Lord. Upanishad, upar uthaye. Bring near to God, Upanishad. Gao. Cow. So what is most important in the cow? Which is long lasting? Milk. Not flesh for once. Lekin there is one secret. In this verse is one secret. Let us understand today this secret. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana. Dogda means milking. If we bring cows here, how many of you know how to milk? Nobody. So somebody must know how to milk cow. Therefore people are killing cow because they don't know how to milk. They don't know to get the essence out of the cow, so they cut the cow and finish it. It is like less intelligence. So in Vedic Sanskriti, ladki ko dohitar bolte hain. Dohitar, and that is in English daughter. Dohitar se daughter ho gaya. और दोहेतर का मतलब है गाय को दोहने वाली. घर में पहले बच्चियों को गाय को दोहना सीखना पड़ता था. दिस वाज पार्ट ऑफ देयर लाइफ. इसलिए उसको दोहेतर ही बोलते हैं. डॉक्टर हो गया इंग्लिश में, दैट बिकम डॉक्टर. सो मिल्किंग एंड गोपाल नंदन, हु हैज ब्रॉट द सेंस ऑफ ऑल द वेदस, व्हिच इफ द ऑल वेदस बिकम काउ, देन the milkman Gopal Nandan, the son of the Nanda Baba, who is a gop, king of the Gokul, and he has many cows and they are expert not only in milking cow into the pot but directly drinking the milk of the cow. So he was the expert cowherd man, Krishna. But there is a more secret. Partho Vatsa. Vatsa means calf. Partho Vatsa. Now those who know how to milk cow can only give milk if the calf touches the udder of the cow. Milkman has to bring the calf, and when calf starts sucking, then milk descends down into the udder. And then cowherd man just pulls the calf little away and then start milking. Again, then milk decreases. And again, he has to leave the calf next. And then he can milk. You know this secret? So if there is no devotee, the nothing will come out of Gita. If there is no calf, you will not get milk. If there is no calf, bachhada jis gaya ka nahi hota hai, gaya doodh nahi deti. You have seen this? So you have to, there must be a, or vatsal, Bhagavan Bhakt Vatsal. So what's the word is actually from the that calf. So until and unless there is a devotee, there is no possibility of essence of the all Vedic knowledge appearing or revealing. So Partho Vatsa Sudhir. And how is Partho? He is a Sudhir. Dhir means sober. But Sudhir means extremely sober. So he must be devotee and he must be sober. And actually Sudhir, the word Dhir in Bhagavad Gita is Dehino asmin yatha dehe komaram yomanam jara tatha deharan patra dhiras tatra namohe. That is dhir. And sudhir is beyond that, even more than that. So all the Vedic knowledge, Upanishads, which are taught by the spiritual master in his ashram, in his gurukul to the only qualified students. But Krishna is a Supreme Lord. Jagatpati. He had brought that Upanishadic knowledge in the middle of the Mahabharata and inspired Vyasadeva that declared that Mahabharata can be studied by woman, by Shudar, by any person who is not eligible to go to the Guru's ashram, they can study Mahabharata. This is a very special causeless mercy of Krishna that he made the Upanishad knowledge of the Upanishad, Vedun ke knowledge ko, Vedun ke gyan ko, sar ko, Gita ke roop mein sab ke padhne ke liye uplabdh kar diya. He made it easily available for everybody, qualified or not qualified. That's also Bhagavatam, same thing in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, first verse of the Bhagavatam is Vedanta Sutra, Janamadi Asya. It is Gayatri, Dhimahi. It is Srishti. Everything is there. And nobody is eligible to understand Vedanta until unless he is qualified Brahman. But somehow, it is Krishna's special mercy that Bhagavatam is a essence of, is a mature fruit, nigam kalpatru galitam phalam. Nigam means Veda. So nigam means not easily approachable. Nigam. Gam ka matlab chalna, pahunchna, to reach. Nigam means not, one cannot reach easily. Nigam kalp taror. Taror means tree. And kalp means which can fulfill everybody's desire. So this Vedic tree is fulfilling everybody's desire. Nigam kalpatru galitam phalam. Galita means ripen. And phalam means fruit. So when Sanakadi Kumar, when they told Narada Muni that this Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit of Vedic tree. So then we know Vedas, what is the need of fruit? And then they explained, so, is a mango tree, is the juice of, is a mango juice in the whole tree or not? Huh? Tree mein juice hai ke nahi? Phir kahan se aayega mango mein juice? From where the juice comes in mango? From the tree. From root till the flower everywhere, there is a juice. But if you cut the tree, you will not get juice. Right? Juice is in the tree. But by cutting tree, you will not get juice. Juice automatically, by natural process, when the fruit is ripened, then you can have juice. Right? So similarly, Vedic tree has the essence. But it can only be tasted and relished when it becomes mature fruit in the form of Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you cannot relish it. आप रसास्वादन नहीं कर सकते हैं भागवत जब तक पक्का नहीं हो जाएगा आम. Until the mango is ripened, you cannot have a taste. You can have a tree in mango in your house. You cannot taste the juice. So similarly, Bhagavatam is also available for all people, for all times, for all places. These are the two, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. They are revolutionary scriptures. Revolutionary scriptures. Because they are for all. And only person who understood this secret of these two scriptures is Srila Prabhupada. And he made it available to the whole world. Nobody before that actually understood this. That they are made for all people. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानाम भगवद गीता में ईश्वर सर्वभूतानाम तो सर्वभूत क्या है भारत में ही रहते हैं बाहर कहीं भूत तो सारे बाहर ही हैं भारत में फिर भी कुछ ठीक है ईश्वर सर्वभूतानाम तो इट इज फॉर ऑल सो आउट ऑफ काजलेस मर्सी कृष्णा स्पोक भगवद गीता टू अर्जुन बिकॉज द पीपल ऑन their own cannot have the knowledge of Krishna. Therefore, Veda Shastra has to be given. And Krishna is giving himself. Therefore, Prabhupada translated Swakatha Krishna. Shranvatam Swakatha Krishna. And Prabhupada said, Swakatha means spoken by Krishna. So this is the scripture which is somewhere in very pious country, Srila Prabhupada was asked, so what is your message? So Swamiji, what is your message? Prabhupada said, yeah, you are all very nice people, you have big churches, you are going to the church, everything is nice, you are pious people. That's all right. But what is your message, Swamiji? Then Prabhupada said, I have a message most authoritative, spoken by God Himself. Bhagavad Gita. It is most authoritative because it is spoken by God Himself. If you want to know God, then you can find from somewhere something and you can speculate, but you cannot know what is God. If the God comes Himself and tells, who am I, then it is a perfect system to understand. Is it right or wrong? Koi kahe Birla ji ke paas itna paisa hai, koi kahe Birla has this much. This is all speculation. But Birla comes and tells himself, then we can believe that it is okay. Aajkal nahi bolega, Kala Chopra nahi bolega. They will not tell what is their black part is. But what I am saying, the person himself tells, then we believe. So here, most authoritative. Prabhupada has used few lines about Bhagavad Gita. Just focus on these two lines. So two lines I'm just reading to our Krishna conscious movement is genuine, historically authorized, natural and transcendental due to its being based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. In other words, Bhagavad Gita as it is genuine, historically authorized, natural and transcendental. And because it's Krishna consciousness is based on that, therefore it is authorized. So it is genuine, is historically authorized. There is a history. Krishna spoke about this. It's natural. Because it's given by the one person who is speaking about himself. It is transcendental because the person who is given is beyond three modes of material nature. Maya Dekshana Prakriti, he is the presiding over the Maya. So out of causeless mercy, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Now in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, is there anything spoken by Krishna? Think about once more. There is a half verse. And that is actually the seed from which Bhagavad Gita is sprouted. And that verse is 25th, first chapter. Sanjay is speaking, and the verse, exactly verse goes, Vach Parth Pashyetam Kurun Iti Samvetan Kurun Iti Sanjay, because wherever Krishna spoke, it says Sri Bhagavan Vacha. It means these are the words of Krishna. But who is speaking actually these words? Sanjay. Sanjay is narrating those words to Dhritarashtra. So Sanjay is saying, now the story is like this. Arjun qualified himself by his first surrender by selecting Krishna, not the army of Yaduvansis. This is the first surrender of Arjun. Arjun ki pehli saranagati. Krishna ko select kiya, army ko nahi liya. And what? For war. Yudh ke liye, for war, he has selected not army, but unarmed Krishna. That is his first surrender. The beginning of Arjun's surrender. And seeing Arjun's and hearing this decision that he wants me, not my army, definitely Krishna was pleased and he agreed to be chariot driver. Bhagavan ko sarthi banana koi aasan kaam nahi. It's not an easy thing. But he agreed to be the chariot driver. And then Arjuna asked Krishna, Senyor Ubhyor Madhya Ratham Stapya Me Achuta. Gita is starting by word Achyuta. Achyuta. Unfallible. Krishna is Achyuta. And the end of the Gita is with word Achyuta. Nashto moho sumrti labdva tava prasadad Achyuta. So it is starting with Achyuta. And it ends with Achyuta. So Arjuna is using at both places word Achyuta. Senyor Bhyor Madhya Sthapi Meras Rath Achyuta. As he looked at, he said, Krishna, bring my chariot between the two armies. Krishna looked behind and he smiled. Okay. He understood that what is going to happen. And it was his desire. So where did he stop the rath? Where did he stop actually rath? He brought the rath in front of Bhisham Drona Paramuktan, before Bhisham and Drona. If he have turned his rath towards Duryodhan and say Dushasan or Shakuni, then Arjuna would have a different reaction. No? So he very interestingly and expertly drove the chair in front of Bhisham Drona Paramuktas Sarvesham Cha Mahi Kshatam Mahi Prithvi of this earth. They were the great warriors there in front of them. And then he said, Vacha Parth Pashyetan. And then he raised his finger towards Bhisham and Drona like this. He said, Pashyetan, Pashyetan, see, see. Samvetan. Samvetan means your own relatives. Kuruniti, they are all your own relatives. With this one finger directed by Krishna, it was directed towards the Kauravas, but from inside it has transformed Arjun from inside, and he said, no, I'm not going to fight. Because Gita, Krishna wanted to give Gita. So he has created this situation. You understand? Is it getting clear? 25th verse, these are the two lines. The half verse is spoken by Krishna. And when he spoke this verse, after the conch shell were already blown. So who blew the conch shell first? Kauravas. Kauravas. Bhisham Pitama, the commander-in-chief of Kauravas. So it means, who are actually eager to have a war? Kauravas. And who blew the conch shell on the side of Pandavas? Panchajanyam Rishikesho Deva Datam Dhanam. No Pandav Senapati's name is there. Drishtadyuman was the commander-in-chief of Pandavas. Drishtadyuman was official Senapati. There's no name. And the one who said, I will not fight, he said, I did not say that I will not blow my conch shell. So, sang kisne bajaya? Pandu ka sang kisne bajaya? Krishna. Panch janyam rishi kesho. Wherever you see Krishna, always he has a conch shell. In our Bhagavad Gita on the front pages, like this, there is the victory of a devotee. Whenever Krishna has his conch shell blowing, its sounds has two effects. One is for devotees and one is for demons. When he blew his conch shell, the devotees feel, oh, here is Krishna, we are so blessed by his presence. Now we are going to see him soon, very soon. This is what the reaction was when Krishna blew his conch shell before he entered into Dwarka. There is also a description of conch shell blown by Krishna. And before entering Dwarka, whole Dwarka was jubilant, they came out to receive Krishna. And here Krishna blew conch shell, and Hirdyani Vidaryatha, all the heart was shattered of the Kauravas. Heart attack, sabka ho gaya. The demons, Vidiryan means they were just completely, tearing the coronaries of the Kauravas. This is what it means. But out of the four symbols in Vishnu's hand, Lord Vishnu's conch shell is for the glory of the devotees. So, Krishna blew this conch shell. It means Krishna wanted war, not Pandavas. Krishna wanted. Why Krishna wanted? He said, I am appearing here for establishing of dharma and annihilating the demons. Dharma, adharma. This is what he said. Why he incarnated? Why he came? क्यों आए भगवान ने अवतार लिया ही क्यों परित्राणाय साधुनाम विनाशाय दुष्कृताम मोर देन दैट आई थिंक ऑन गीता जयंती डे इन मॉरिशस व्हेन आई स्पीक कृष्णा द भगवत गीता द मैसेज ऑफ द भगवत गीता इज सिक्योरिटी ऑफ द फ्यूचर जनरेशन. It is security of the future generation is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna wanted Dharmaraj Yudhishthir to be the king as a future security for the general population to be Krishna conscious. And he wanted all the unwanted people as a weeds in a field to be uprooted and thrown out. So the whole purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is, how can we secure the future of the future generation? This is a very simple question. I put a couple places and I'm asking to you. You, most of you who are over 40, what are you thinking? What are you leaving behind for your youth? Who is going to be the future father of the future. A child is a father of future, as Prabhupada said. Are you thinking what are we leaving for them? Are we really thinking about keeping the future of our generation? Are we really thinking about that? Mostly we are thinking, give them good education. What type of education? Wo sab kitab kabile zabat hai, jinko padhke beta baap ko bole khafat hai. This is a very good poet has told, wo sab kitab kabile zabat hai. You know, understand? Aap to yahan rehte hai. Wo sab kitab kabile zabat hai. All those books must be banned. Jisko padhke beta baap ko bole khafat hai. After saying, he said, father, you are useless. This is what the modern education has given, the complete knowledge to the youth, that new parents are useless. This is what is the security we have got from the children right now. So, kabhi socha hai ki what really we are doing? छोटे बच्चे होते हैं ना, मतलब स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन, वी इम्यूनाइज देम अगेंस्ट डिजीजेस, बट वी हैव नॉट इम्यूनाइज अवर चिल्ड्रन अगेंस्ट द ऑनस्लॉट ऑफ ग्लैमर ऑफ नॉनसेंस व्हिच इज अल्टीमेटली वेरी डेंजरस. वी हैव नॉट इम्यूनाइज देम. इन द नेम ऑफ एडवांसमेंट, वट एवर द ग्लैमर व्हिच इज आर अराउंड, व्हिच अल्टीमेटली इज डिस्ट्रक्टिव. In all sense, we have not immunized them. We have immunized them against polio and diphtheria and tuberculosis, but not the mental degradation. No immunization. So this is scripture, Hare Krishna. This is scripture, Bhagavad Gita, is basically immunization of a new generation against the onslaught of glamoring, bewildering, demonic propagandas. They are bewildering, they are glamoring, and they are demonic. It will immunize them against that. Iski kitni zarurat hai, iske upar kabhi dhyan dena chahiye, how much important it is. We never, hamari फ्यूचर जनरेशन का के लिए हम क्या कर रहे हैं? व्हाट वी आर डूइंग फॉर अवर फ्यूचर जनरेशन? आर वी रियली सीरियस अबाउट दैट? प्रभुपाद इज समथिंग, द चिल्ड्रन, इफ यू सेंड योर चिल्ड्रन टू अस फॉर एजुकेशन, वी रियली गिव देम द एजुकेशन, एंड दीज चिल्ड्रन आर गोइंग टू द फादर ऑफ फ्यूचर, देन यू विल हैव पीस, प्रॉस्पेरिटी ऑन द प्लानेट. Peace and prosperity on the planet can only be there if the future generation are secure. So this teaching of Bhagavad Gita is not a ritual. Ye ritual nahi hai ki aise ghanti baja ke chalega. It's not like that. It is transformation of heart. Ye dil badalna hai. A paradigm shift. It is a complete paradigm shift. सोच बदलनी है, कॉन्शियसनेस हैज टू बी चेंज्ड. डिफरेंस क्या है दुर्योधन और अर्जुन में? एरोगंट दुर्योधन, व्हाट ही इज डूइंग, हिज फर्स्ट मिस्टेक इज सेकंड वर्स ऑफ भगवद गीता, धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र एंड देन पश्यताम पांडुपुत्राणाम आचार्यम महतीम चमुम व्यूढ़ द्रुपद पुत्रेण तव शिष्येण धीरमता. ही वेंट टू दी द्रोणाचार्य and he said, see, the army of the Pandu Putra, the son of Pandu, how expertly arranged by your disciple, Drupad Putrena Tava Sishyena Dhimata. It's very intelligent. It means you are less intelligent. What it means actually. So this is the first offense that he asked his guru and gave him order to inspect the army. This is his first mistake, and that is the disaster. But you will not find a single word spoken by Dronacharya in Bhagavad Gita. He understood this foolish disciple is going to be ruined soon. Why should I speak a word and waste my energy on this useless person? There's no word spoken by Dronacharya at all. He simply kept quiet. Seeing this and helping Krishna to get his desire fulfilled, Bhisham Pitamana, I believe, consciously, not Dronacharya. Why Bhisham Pitamana? Because Bhisham Pitamana is Krishna's devotee. He was on the opposite party, but he was pleasing Krishna. Even being on the opposite side, he was pleasing Krishna. What is the proof? The proof is that Krishna went to give him darshan when he was departing from this planet. That is a proof. So Duryodhan, the first mistake, kya Duryodhan ka pehla galti kya? Guru ko adesh de raha hai. Aur Arjun, Krishna Arjun ko kahe kya dekho, Krishna as a guru is asking Arjun to see, not Arjun is asking Krishna to see. Pashyetam Kurunit, this Krishna is telling. But Krishna jab usne kaha, dikhaya Arjun ko, Bhisham, Dron, Adi, Kurun, Samvetan, your own relative, then what is the result? Kripya avishtam vishidantam. This word is vishad. Arjun was overwhelmed with compassion. Overwhelmed with compassion. And vishidan. Vishidan means lamentation. Vishad. And therefore, generally this first chapter is setting the scene. The two armies are setting scene sometimes. Setting scene for Bhagavad Gita to manifest. This is the setting scene for Bhagavad Gita's manifest. It's not setting scene to see the armies. The scene is set such a way that Gita should emerge out as a prominent message. Everybody will remember forever. That scene was set. Vaisi sthiti paida ki gayi thi. So, therefore first chapter in a common language in Gita is called Arjun Vishad Yoga. Commonly, the first chapter is called Arjun Vishad Yoga. Based on this word, Kripya Paryavishtam Vishidan Tan. And this, based on this word, Arjun ko Vishad ho gaya. Vishad kisko bolte? Vishad is a, not only is a bodily and mental state which cannot be corrected by oneself. And vishad mein hua kya? Symptom kya hai? Sidanti mam gatrani mukham cha parishushyati vepatu se sarire mein rom hasya se jayate gandhi mam swaste hasta tvakchaya paridhayate. It's like exactly what happens when you appear in exam. Before examination se jo halat hoti hai na, मुख सूख जाना, मुखम परिशुष्यति, वेपतु से शरीरे, पूरा शरीर कांपने लगता है, पेन उठाना, पेपर टीचर पेपर देता, दिखता नहीं है, ऊपर क्या है, नीचे क्या, इज नॉट टू सी, भ्रमति, मन भ्रमति, दिस व्हाट एक्चुअली अर्जुन हैज गॉट फीवर, इज टिपिकल फीवर, व्हाट हैपेंस इन फीवर, शिवरिंग, कोई चीज हाथ में गिर जाती है, दिस इज व्हाट फीवर, अर्जुन हैज दिस फीवर, स्ट्रेस फीवर. And therefore Krishna says, Vigat Jwaraha. Jwar means fever. Give up your this petty Jwar. Jwar means fever. So, Vishad, Bukhar a gaya. Bukhar to apne aap theek nahi hai. Doctor ki zarurat padegi. So, you need doctor. Vishad means you need some physician to treat you. So, this Vishad is called Yoga. Why it is called Yoga? Because Arjuna in this condition was crying but in front of Krishna. And therefore, second chapter is a prasad. When there is a vishad and you go to Krishna, then you will get prasad. So without Vishad, there is no prasad. Unless we think that we are in a wrong situation, and how do we get out of it, till nobody will help us. We have to cry. Person falling in the well, he has to cry, otherwise how people will know that he is in the well? So he has to cry. So Arjuna is crying. Vishidantam. But what Arjuna spoke in first chapter is all moral philosophy based on the social customs and code, and that is good. And it is based on the authorities, Prabhupada, because he has heard from the authorities. That is good. But Krishna is going to give something which is not moral. It is all completely spiritual. So, I think we conclude in 5 minutes today. Tomorrow maybe we start a little earlier. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
Vishad. Until unless we really feel that we are in a situation we cannot get ourselves out. We have completely tied, hands and legs are tied, and somebody else who is free can really untie us. There's no possibility really spiritually advancing. There's no possibility. So then there's some moral philosophy spoken by Arjuna, and Krishna was here. Krishna only said half verse, and then he was simply listening. The message is, if really you want to preach, then you should listen. Because people really want to speak anything and everything, whatever on their brain, and you just go and listen. Krishna was not speaking after saying this in 25, and till 46 verse of this, Krishna is not speaking at all. Then Sanjay is speaking. Then ultimately Krishna simply shake the rug. Just he shake the rug. Oh, hila diya Arjun ko ek shlok bolke. Then Arjun was confused. So Krishna has put Arjun in this situation to show how the devotee has a compassion. He is not interested in his own self-interest. He is ready to sacrifice everything. Once Prabhupada looked at a picture of Arjun and Krishna, and he stopped there. The devotees were there. He said, see? Oh yes, very nice, Prabhupada, Arjuna and Krishna. Prabhupada said, so for this photo, Arjuna has given a big sacrifice. To get photo with Krishna, he has given a big sacrifice. Not you can have an easy photo with Krishna. It's not possible. He has sacrificed all his relatives, everything, whatever he had, just put there, and he himself slaughtered everybody. Like carrot and gajar or mooli, finish. Then he has this photo. And I used to say sometimes, people want to have a photo with the Prime Minister. They arrange a big party. Maybe they spend 10 lakh rupees, 20 lakh rupees, get a photo with the Prime Minister. Next day photo comes in newspaper, and then they call phones. Bro, see my photo on the second page with Prime Minister. He's happy, everybody's happy, but after 2 hours, newspaper goes to the market, to the Chola Bhatura shop. And then Chola Bhatura is on the face of that beautiful Prime Minister and the friend. That photo is very nicely decorated with different colors. And then that paper is thrown in garbage, and then some dogs come and snatch on those photos. This is what the material photo of this world is. But Krishna Arjuna photo is glorious photo. Cannot be easily have. He has given a big sacrifice. So until unless there's a pain, there's no gain. So we have to sacrifice something really to be Krishna conscious. We have to come out of the comfort zone and take risk for Krishna. Then things will reveal. Then you can see the hand of Krishna holding and getting you out of all miseries and troubles and tribulations. Until unless we not get out of our comfort zone, Krishna is also playing on his flute. He has nothing to do. He said, okay, you are in your comfort zone. I am in with my Bansuri Murli, and I'm also in comfort zone. If you come out of comfort zone, then I'll come and help you get out of you from this material world. Bhavami nicharat parathamaya aveshit chetsam. I will take you out from this material world very quickly without being wet. So, one of the name of Arjuna in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is Kapidvaja. Kapidvaja. Once whose flag is marked with emblem of Hanuman. Kapi means Hanuman, Dvaja means flag. So this is the name of Arjuna, Kapidvaja. And Prabhupada said, simply by seeing the Hanuman's emblem on the flag of Arjuna, Arjuna's victory was confirmed. Because wherever Hanuman is, where is Hanuman? Where the Ram is there. So Ram, Krishna is Ram. And where the Ram is there, then the Lakshmi is there. Lakshmi means fortune. Mother of fortune is there. So definitely he is going to win the battle. This is very confirmed. So Kapidvaja. So how Hanumanji agreed to be in to be situated in the flank of the Arjun? Do you know? There are two stories. We'll say two stories today or tomorrow. Ready? Uta ready? Parsa? Huh?
Going to be ready.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. See, one story is when Pandavas during exile, Arjun went to the heavenly planet in the same body and was sitting on the half asan, on a half seat with Indra. One asana they were sharing, and at that time Arjuna had one more name, Kriti. The special crown was given by Indra to Arjuna. There is one name of the Arjuna is Kriti. That is also in Bhagavad Gita, Kriti. So at that time, there are four Pandavas and Drupadi in Badrika Ashram. And in that Alaknanda, there was a beautiful flower coming right there. And when Draupadi saw that flower, then he wanted Bhim to bring more such flowers. So Parijat flower, something like that. So Bhim, to please Draupadi, he went all the way to the Yakshapuri, which is right in the Himalayas there. So in the Yakshapuri when he was going, so when Bhim was going, so if there's a tree in the front, then he will not turn. He will take the tree, uproot it, and then he will go. So Bhim means go. Straight. Instead means tree is there, uproot the tree. Thank God. The stone is there, throw the stone. The hill is there, throw the hill. So this is what the Bhim was going like this. So the trees and everything was going. And then he found a monkey sitting there, very old monkey. So the narrow path and tail was there. So Bhim was a cultured person. So he said, how can I step over a living entity? So he stopped there. He said, get your tail away from here. I have to go. He said, I'm too old. I'm not able really to pull my tail. You just go. He said, how can I go over this? Then you help to take it little away. Then Bhima said, all right. So Bhima tried. He thought that this is like, it's maybe one, like one tree or sugar cane. So I'll do like this. So he did like this. No, nothing happened. And whole hand, two hand. Then he tried. No, then he said, oh no, this is not ordinary monkey. No, no, no. He understood quickly. He said, who are you, please? You are not ordinary person. You are not monkey. You are you demigod or something? Then smilingly he said, I am your brother. I am your brother. You are Vayuputra. I am also Vayuputra. I am son of, wind god. You are also, oh, you are Hanuman. He said, I am very happy to meet you. So fortunate, so. He said, I want to see your that form, Hanuman, which when you were flying to Lanka, you had that Virat Roop. Hanuman said, you will be fearful and surprised when you touch my at least knees at that time. So then Hanuman became too big, and Bhim big was in front of him like an ant. And he wanted to see, so he cannot see, so Hanuman has to take Bhim on his palm and he says, see me, oh, he took it up and down like this. Like Charanamrita. then he said, brother, now I beg you to help us in this war. He said, no, Hanuman said, I have stopped now fighting. No more fighting. No, you have to be on our side. He says, yes, I agree with you. Because Sri Krishna will be with Arjun, so I will stay in the flag of Arjun. And from that flag, I will really sometime do my sounds such terrible that will really tear the heart of enemies and you will get enlivened to do the job. So he agreed to be the emblem on the flag of Arjun. And the second story is, once Arjun was wandering in some forest, there was a beautiful river flowing, and there he met Hanumanji. And by introduction he said, I am Hanuman. Oh, you worship Ram. That's good. But I am Arjun. That's good, very good. So you are Krishna devotee. See, but Arjun said, I have one doubt. Why Ram, so powerful man, could not make a bridge with the arrows? He made all the monkeys to put the stone and make a bridge. Can't he make a bridge with arrows? And one said, he can do anything, he can do, his supreme lord. But somehow he wanted to give service to his devotees, one aspect. And the other aspect, all we monkeys in the army, I told you this one line, zero budget army on this planet was only with Lord Ram. Zero budget army. Highest budget army all over the, highest budget of the country is on the army, but zero budget army is Lord Ram. They don't need uniform. No uniform. What monkeys need uniform? They don't need arm and ammunition, only the trees and big, they will take the mountain, the peak of mountain and throw. No ammunition, no nothing. And they don't need quarters to live. They sleep on trees. Zero budget army, no food. They just take fruit and eat, that is it. This was the only army which was zero budget. And Hanuman said, all those warriors in our army were so heavy, that these bridges won't last there. Arjun said, no, I can do that. He said, okay, you go it. So Arjun made a beautiful bridge with his arrows. A beautiful bridge was there. And he said, so Hanuman, now you say, I was only one, but we were millions like me walking on that bridge. Said, you one alone go. And Hanuman become really big. And when he put his foot on the bridge, Arjun was saying, ching, he is going down. And Arjun was saying, oh Krishna, please protect my bridge. And Hanuman is saying, hey Sri Ram, let the bridge break. Very interesting, huh? Hanuman is pushing, let the bridge break, and Arjuna is saying, Krishna, please protect. And suddenly Hanuman saw the blood flowing along with the bridge, little. So he was surprised, looked down, he saw Lord Ram was holding the bridge. And when Arjuna saw, he saw Krishna holding the bridge. So everybody was saying that, he said, Hanuman, just jump back, and he bowed down, and then Krishna appeared there. And he said, so there's no, you both are my devotees. It's not the competition there actually. It was my devotee, I accepted my devotee service by making that bridge. I can do it, it's not a big deal. At that time Arjun really begged Hanuman, no, I can now understand that how powerful you people were at that time to help Ramchandra. So please you help me when I am going to have this war, which we are going to soon have with Kauravas. He said, okay, all right, I agree. So he agreed that I will be on your flag. So, and then his Arjun's one name became after Hanuman, Kapidwaja. This one name is there. So ultimately the devotee helps devotees. You just get it as a message that devotee helps devotee. Hanuman helped Ramchandra there. And now this Krishna has, right now Lord Krishna has a devotee Arjun, so Hanuman helped Arjun in this war by being in his flag. So, message for us is, devotee should help devotee. एक भक्त दूसरे भक्त की सहायता करे, चाहे भले झंडे के ऊपर बैठ के करे, लेकिन करे, they must help. So this is a very simple message that we should help one another, because all devotees are serving same purpose. So all we are serving the Supreme Lord and His interest, not our own interest. Therefore, we should always help one another for furthering the cause of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Some questions or comments? So first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is setting the scene for Bhagavad Gita to manifest. It is Krishna's desire to give Bhagavad Gita as a essence of all Vedic knowledge through the devotee Arjuna for the future generations' preservation and security. That's what really is the message. So this scene was set in which there's no difficulty, Krishna appeared himself after six sons of Devaki and Vasudeva were slaughtered by Kansa. But they were prepared for Krishna's appearance. They have to undergo some pain. So similarly, Arjuna, everything has to happen. Then the Gita will manifest there in such situation. So first chapter is setting scene for appearance of Gita, and Krishna wanted to give Gita to Arjuna as a devotee, and this Gita has to reappear because the parampara was broken. Rajarshi's parampara was broken, therefore it was given. But Krishna speaks Gita in second chapter, till Arjuna surrendered second time, verbally. By action he surrendered to Krishna, by accepting Krishna, not his army. But now Arjuna will surrender himself to Krishna, and then Krishna will start speaking Bhagavad Gita tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Some questions, comment? Srimad. So Srimad is like we put somebody's name, Mr. or something like that. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad. Srimad is a prefix fixed with God. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So song of God. In English there is Supreme Lord. So you could like Supreme Srimad. Srimad means Shriman, something, we say some good person, like some prefixes like that. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srimad is like Supreme Lord, Srimad, Shri. Well, Shri means Lakshmi actually. Shripati, Shri. If we go to Shri, also means Lakshmi. This is Lakshmipati. Gita is of Lakshmipati, Srimad. Bhagavad, Shriman, Bhagavan. We say Sri Ramchandra. What it means, Sri Ramchandra. Ramchandra, we put Sri Ramchandra. Say Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra, we say like this. So this is a cultured way of addressing in a language. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But the Sri is with Bhagavan, not with Gita. Gita is any song. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, there's a limit. There's a comfort zone and there's a stress zone. So Arjuna was in a stress zone, therefore Bhagavad Gita appeared. Comfort zone, no Gita. But the word says anxiety for Krishna, not stress actually. Anxiety for preaching Krishna consciousness attracts attention of Krishna. Anxiety for preaching Krishna consciousness. Anxiety will attract attention of Krishna towards devotee. If we don't have anxiety for preaching Krishna consciousness, Krishna is not attracted towards that devotee. Anxiety is out of comfort zone. And we have anxiety of so many things. Going to office in time, we have anxiety. How quickly we rush near. You know, so if we have anxiety to come in class or aarti with same enthusiasm, that will attract Krishna. You know, a simple example for going to office, how much really you are anxious to be in time to punch your card, huh? Is right or wrong, huh? Are you really that much serious when you are coming for class? जूते उतारने में 15 मिनट लगाते हैं कि ठीक है कोई बात नहीं इधर रखें कि उधर रखें यहां आपके पास इतनी परेशानी नहीं है भारत में सत्संग में लोग आते हैं ना दे आर मोर शू कॉन्शियस देन कृष्णा कॉन्शियस वो बाहर जूता रख के अंदर आएंगे भगवान को देखेंगे तुम्हें वो माता इधर कहेंगे फिर तुम्हें वो पिता जूते की तरफ देखेंगे बिग रिस्क है भाई कोई लेके जाएगा तब समंदर में आने वाला कृष्ण कांसेस बहुत कम होता है तो वी डोंट हैव दैट एंग्जायटी नारद आस्क्ड विष्णु दैट हु इज योर ग्रेट डिवोटी ही सेड देयर इज वन ग्रस्त कपल लिविंग देयर विद देयर सन दे आर माय बेस्ट डिवोटीज से हाउ कैन आई नो गो एंड टेस्ट दे आर कमिंग एवरी डे फॉर मंगल आरती So Narada was standing there and male was coming. So he saw Narada, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I'm very happy to see you. But he was rushing. He said, where are you going? I'm going for Mangal Aarti. He said, that is over. He said, Aarti is over. And he really breath lost. He just fell down. I could not reach to the Aarti today. Then why should I live? Wife came. He just, Narada went a little further. Wife came. Said, yes, your husband was going, but Aarti is over. Then she also fell. Then sun came. And then Lord Vishnu appeared. He looked at Narada. See how eager they are just to go and see me early in the morning? They are my best devotees. And then Lord Vishnu, by his transcendental glance, got everywhere. And Narada said, no, Aarti is not yet over. Please go. Then they reached that anxiety. We have that same feeling. So you have something here. Give them card. They have to punch when they have to come. If they punch, then get prasad. No punching, no prasad. because if we are card conscious, then we have to use card. punch card, prasad plate ready. that is actually the meaning of anxiety. Means we should really be anxious to preach Krishna conscious, not a leisure thing, that is our second important thing. If in our life it is a priority, then Krishna will give us priority. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. International Society of Card Consciousness, huh?